contractual agreements. There were costs dealing with the sludge from the landfill, which was increased, and the cost for the lagoon treatment also increased. The wastewater treatment plant increased in operating costs with respect to utilities and the aqua contract for half of the year. And that is what caused us to increase our 2012 budget in wastewater operations to an additional 26% overall.
Yes.
Thank you, Mayor Hirst. And I know it doesn't seem fair to ask you this question, but maybe Lou or someone or Antoinette could answer it. Regarding the environmental services, and I know that you went over that with us for 2011, it was the actual was 241,244, and then it increased by 79%, 298,000. Could you just refresh my memory why it increased that much? I can't remember. And I know we have gone through this before. Yeah, it's just after other expenses. Sure. 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 on the list.
Environmental services increase. Basically, environmental services deals with flushing services, inspections, and camera work, and repairs and maintenance to the actual collection system. And therefore, you saw some increase from last year's due to the wet weather and the increased inspections and camera work and heating costs that dealt with dealing with all that rain.
That was when all the flooding was taking place, and we had everybody running hither and thither returning to ferret out the problems. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Is there a cycle to these challenges, like every 2 or 3 years, or a bit like snowfall? Do we have challenges where we have to add expenses to our program, or is this unusual?
The rain we experienced last year was very unusual. We have not seen that type of rainfall before. We do have slick local programs due to regulation requirements that we do have to incorporate in there, as like the lead program and different annual inspections. Some of them don't happen. Well, some of them are annual, some are 5-year inspections that need to happen for our reservoir, tower, and so forth. So those things get incorporated on a cyclical basis. But as far as the weather, we're hoping not to have a similar pattern this year. Because as you'll see in the next presentation, not only did we deal with extra expenses, but our water revenues were decreased, and we feel due to the fact that there was such large amounts of rain and less people using their water to water lawns and so forth. So hopefully we won't have to deal with that this year, but we have incorporated it into the model in case that's the case.
Yes.
Okay. And just the one right below that, Amherstburg Sanitary Sewer System, is that the same thing? It's an increase of 82%. Was it based on the flooding?
No, that one is the one that would incorporate the new plant, the wastewater treatment plant that's under construction. We are currently still on the old system. However, we're anticipating the new plant to be online sometime in May, and therefore we had to put in at least six months worth of operations to a new plant, which is larger, more chemicals, more labor, and so forth. So that's where you see the large increase there.
You may continue, please.
The wastewater capital expense totaled approximately $2.8 million, and the funding sources with respect to that were mainly in debentures of $2.348 million and reserves $327,000. In summary, I'd like to state that as you had in the reports presented to you, that the water fund will generate a surplus of $429,000. However, of course, these funds will be placed in reserves to finance future expenses. And the wastewater fund will neither generate a surplus nor a deficit, and it will adequately address all financial expenses.
Any questions relative to that presentation? Hearing none. Bart, you're looking confused. You got any questions? Yeah. No, you look like you wanted to add something. No? Okay. this complete that part of the presentation?
Yes, it does, so.
I entertain a motion by council to receive as such.
I'll move that.
Deputy Mayor Sutherland makes a motion, it's been supported by Councilor Davies. Any further discussion? Hearing not, all in favor? Poll is carried unanimously.
We'll move on to the rates report and CH2ML's presentation. Terry's a little frazzled. He was stuck on the 401 at Chatham, all the accidents that happened, but got here just in time. We will go through the presentation, and then if there's any questions after that, everything in the report is also covered in the presentation, but feel free to ask questions as we go through it.
Thanks, Antoinette. Mayor Hurst, Mayor's Council.
Good evening, Terry.
Good evening. Antoinette, I guess, has just introduced the operating and capital budgets. And I just wanted to refer council back to the study that was done in 2009 of the water and wastewater rates. And that study recommended that the rates be reviewed annually. This is the present rate structure in Amherstburg. You have a base monthly charge and a volumetric rate. Your water rate is 87 cents per cubic meter, and your sewage rate is $1.69 per cubic meter currently. The service charge for a residential dwelling, which is over 95% of your customers, is $16.50 for water and $25.06 for wastewater. At your meeting of January 10th last year, council directed administration to investigate imposing 5% increases to water and wastewater rates over 6 years. Staff and consulting engineer CH2ML Mike Fortin came to council with the rates that had been recommended in the 2009 study and some adjustments to them, and council asked that we look at imposing 5% increases over 6 years as opposed to what was being proposed at the time, which was front-ending like 10 and 15% and then 5% after that. Subsequently, we presented reports to council at our April 13th meeting, and council approved a 10% increase to water and a 5% increase to wastewater for 2011. The scenarios that was recommended after council's direction in January was that water would have rate increases of 10% in 2011, 5% in 2012, 13, 14, 15, and 16. And wastewater would have increases of 5% from 2011 to 2016.
They would be reviewed on an annual basis.
That were to be reviewed on an annual basis. So council passed the rate for 2011 with direction to have the rates reviewed annually. And now we're back to report to you on what's happened in the last year as far as water and wastewater in Amherstburg. And what has happened is pretty dramatic as far as water and wastewater use. Is that the flows from 2011 were down to 2,355,600 cubic meters, or about 9.5% from 2010. Consequently, water revenues, this is the water use, is down about 9.5%. Consequently, revenues are down about 9.5%, which amounts to $345,000. So the rates, the revenues are $345,000 less than those forecasts when setting the rates for 2011. To offset that a little, the operation costs in 2011 for water were $2,856,191, and that was down about $190,000 from the 2011 budget used in setting the rates. So So that offsets in part 345. In addition, capital costs in 2011 for water were less than those forecast by about $160,000. The result of balancing reduced revenues in 2011 with reduced operating and capital costs is that the rates established for water in 2011 were sufficient to complete the operations and capital programs forecast and setting the rate. However, given the shortfall in water revenues due to the 9.5% increase in meter flows, it was necessary to review the rates and forecast those for future years.
That was a decrease, not an increase.
Oh, sorry, decrease.
Yeah.
Yes.
Councillor Davies.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mayor. And you know, this is going to be an issue, because we are doing a lot, we are doing a lot of education towards conservation for people, be it water use, be it shower, special shower heads, be it the watering on certain days, and on and on and on. Everybody's received the brochures. It's a catch-22, and it can be very discouraging for constituents who are trying desperately to follow the environmental approach that we're doing, and then we have to be cautious that if, and I understand if they're not using it, we've got surplus issues because something has to pay for the staffing, the infrastructure, and so forth. But we're walking a very fine line here in encouraging people to have low toilets, which I know can be another problem, and all these other things. So we have to look at some outside-the-box solutions, so that we can encourage people to continue to be water conservation conscious, and yet not putting us in a financial situation. And I really do think we have to address this kind of differently than we have in years past. And I don't know if you can give us any recommendations before the end of the evening, I'd appreciate it.
I think perhaps so, Terry, and certainly this can't be only indicative of town of Amherstburg. Mm-hmm. I think this is something that is being realized throughout the province and perhaps the country. And so the question to you that has been raised is, it seems that once we encourage people to conserve and become more energy efficient and conscious, in doing so they end up having to pay more. And so how do you respond to that when asked?
Okay, Your Worship. It's a recent event in Amherstburg, and it's also a recent event in North America. This trend to lower water uses is like throughout the United States and Canada and over the last 2 or 3 years. So there's a lot of work being done in that, like by AWWA Research Foundation and that, and they're trying to understand it better. And it does vary from town to town, province to province, the water use too, depending on climate. Now, last year in Amherstburg, you did have unprecedented rain. So I would suspect you had zero irrigation use. And whether that, and I can't necessarily attribute that to an alternate daily lawn watering or any other conservation thing. It was the weather. But that amounts to probably 2% of your overall use, and that leaves another 7.5% to count for. Some of it, I think, is due to the economy and the changes the way industry uses water, too, because they're more cost conscious. And there hasn't been a lot of industrial growth in Amherstburg in the last year. And then finally, it is water conservation. Consciously, people making decisions not to use water, but also through regulatory sort of mechanisms in that low-flow toilets are the only toilets you can install in. And if you go to retrofit, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get the efficient units. So that's where things are. People are looking at how to deal with it. It's a problem throughout North America. Nobody has the answers yet.
But I'm sure that when these suggestions were put forth, I mean, you knew you're going to be reducing the usage. Consequently, you still, you know, you've got, and look at Amherstburg, unlike a lot of places. I mean, we were one of the last, or I should say the last, with primary treatment here, for example. You look at our water rates and the improvements that are doing and others have did. It's a cost. And so when you have that capital expenditure and then you have the reduction in the revenues that are generated, you still got to pay those bills.
Yes.
And therein is the issue that we are facing.
Now, if I could just carry on for a minute, I could explain, you know, what we have done. And I'm not saying we've done everything, but what we have done, looking at the rates. So it was down, you know, 9.5% last year. And what we've done is, and the reasons for that have to do with the issues I discussed, conservation, you know, the weather, changes in water use and regulation. Also, I'd like to point out that the growth rates in the model are based on 130 units a year. I think your official plan and your development charges study says something like 150 to 175. You had 90, the year before you had 58. So what we've done in the model, we went back and looked at water use, and we said, well, we're going to baseline it for future years. You've had a 10% reduction. I don't expect we'll see another 10% next. I mean, people, there's only so far you can squeeze the water conservation. I expect people might be irrigating this year if we have a normal year. So we've gone back and we've forecasted existing, lowered the water use for the remaining 9 years of the model. We've lowered the growth rates from 130 to 90. Hopefully, within the model framework, that will change to be something more in line with the 130 or even the 150, 175 that you're projecting in your development charges study in your official plan. We've also updated the water operating costs to reflect 2011 actual and 2012 budgeted costs, which are down. And then finally, we reviewed the capital forecast and we looked at projects, the timing of certain projects, and adjusted them to future years in order to manage within the rates previously forecast in 2012. So the result of that was, provided water use does not continue to decline, the previously forecasted rate increase of 5% for water in 2012 is sufficient to recover the monies required to implement the water budgets, the operating budget, and the capital budget that Antoinette presented tonight.
Councilor Davis.
Thank you very much for that comment. I guess I'm still concerned that with your comment, if water rates don't decline anymore, and there's no guarantee on that, and I guess I'm asking that we look at the what if it does continue to decline, because I think we have to have that strategy in place somewhere along the line. Everything from drip irrigation to you know, rain barrels in somebody's backyard, but the new generation is coming up who are much more conscious about what to do than the folks who have done water conservation, some of them kicking and screaming. And I think we have to have some kind of thought into what if it doesn't go back to normal. Even if we do build more houses, even if we get industry going to demanding water, eventually that hopefully is also going to have its own mechanism for water reduction use. So if an industry took X number of liters in 15 years ago, their methods may change in the next 5 or 10, and I think we have to be prepared for that. And I don't think we can just assume that it's going to be the same. I think we have to have some kind of a best practice strategy with new technologies to figure out how we're going to manage it if it doesn't bounce back to regular rates. I think it's a new age concern that we have to pay attention to. Certainly Europe has really gotten into water conservation well beyond North America, and it'll eventually come to us too. So I think we have to be prepared to work it into our formula.
Mm-hmm. And I'd just like to point out that in Europe, you know, like you can only squeeze so much. In Europe, the water rates and wastewater rates are substantially higher than they are in North America. But despite that, we think we have a strategy for how do we deal with this in the short term, 2012. What we're saying is metered water flows and revenue should be closely monitored in 2012. So we should be checking in you know, around June to see where we are and report back to council, maybe after we get the June billings in, which would be sometime in July.
Does it make sense to do that in June? Would we have enough information that would show us a graduation one way or the other?
I think
that's our concern.
Yes, Your Worship, I think you would as far as overall water use. You may not as far as irrigation water.
Sure.
So, and there's some finer things you can do in that respect, and without a great deal of effort. Like, you do have a top 10 list of industrial commercial users, and it wouldn't be too hard to keep in touch with them, see what their plans are, understand their position better. It's good to look at overall trends or North America and techniques and that, but you know, if you talk to your top 10 customers, you're probably going to get, you know, a much better idea of how it's going to affect industry. So we could look at that. The strategy we're recommending is to monitor the meter flows, and I guess we should put to that and report back to council then in July or with the June flows, like the flows for the first half of the year. Then we're saying to implement necessary upgrades and repairs to the existing infrastructure as presented in budgets tonight. And that all growth-related capital costs should be deferred until growth-related revenues can cover these costs. We're not getting any new units in, and we are achieving some additional capacity for those units through water conservation. So there's some good sides to the water conservation, too. It's not just a straight line. we'll closely monitor those, and actually I think that would be another worthwhile figure to report back to council on in July too, the building permits issued for the first half of the year, and see what the trend is.
I think if we do that, that give us an indication, and it'd be of great value.
And Your Worship, I think it would give you time then to react and look at your existing budget.
Sure.
And what could be done then. So with that strategy, we're recommending that council adopt the rates that were forecast last year and increase the water and wastewater rates by 5% this year, which would mean a volumetric rate for water of 91 cents and a base monthly charge of $17.33 for your residential user, which is about, as I said, 95% of your customer base.
And those are all primarily three-quarter diameter pipes going in.
Yes.
Any further questions relative to that? If not, what's council's pleasure relative to the presentation? And the recommend? Go ahead.
No, I've just dealt with the water.
Yes.
To be honest, the water is a little rosier picture for this year than the wastewater.
I'm sure they looked at it.
Yeah, and I'd like to just give you a quick overview of that. Certainly they're tied together. The metered flows for wastewater, although there's a different customer base, a little smaller, it's all of the old town of Amherstburg, Edgewater, Boblo, Big Creek, and McGregor. They were also down 9.5%. So, which is an indication that this is an overall issue. It's not related to one sewer shed. It's the whole town. So, consequently, wastewater revenues at $4,830,000 were about $260,000 or 7.5% less than those forecasts when setting rates in 2011. The operating costs for wastewater were $2,577,000, which is up $1,000, but we could just say it was what was forecast in the model. There were no savings in the wastewater operation costs. And however, capital costs were about $2.5 million less than those forecasts, and that was due to delays in completing some of the works related to the wastewater treatment plant expansion. And that work is ongoing and planned to be completed in 2012. So it's a fact, it's happening, and that's just a deferral of that expense. So the result of balancing reduced revenues in 2011 with deferred capital costs is that the rates established for 2011 were sufficient to manage the costs within the revenues generated. However, given the shortfall in wastewater revenues due to the 9.5% increase in meter flows, it was necessary to also reduce the wastewater rate. What we did, followed a similar process with the wastewater as we did with the water. We reduced meter flows to the existing customer base to the 2011 levels. The growth rates in the model were lowered from 130 units per year to 90 units per year. Operation costs were updated to reflect 2011 actual costs and 2011 budgeted costs, which we reviewed tonight. 2012 budget costs, excuse me, which we reviewed tonight. And then we reviewed the capital forecast, and we adjusted the timing of some of the projects to future years in order to manage within the rates previously forecast in 2012. And those deferrals and of costs are incorporated in the capital budget that you reviewed tonight. So, provided water use does not continue to decline, the previously forecasted rate increase of 5% for wastewater in 2012 is sufficient to recover the monies required to implement the wastewater budgets presented to council. The strategy for managing the sewage system isn't much now different than the water system. Metered water flows and revenues should be closely monitored in 2012. We should complete the necessary upgrades and expansions and repairs to existing infrastructure that are included in the capital budget, and the works underway, such as the Amherstburg Sewage Treatment Plant, and works related to connecting Edgewater to the plant. Then we should defer all growth-related capital costs, except those related to the upgrade of the sewage treatment plant, until growth-related revenues can cover these costs. So the result of that would be a recommendation to increase the volumetric rate to $1.78, which is a 5% increase over 2011 levels, and increase the base monthly charge by 5% to $26.31 for the typical 5/8 3/4 inch customer.
Discussions on the recommendation relative to the wastewater rates? Councillor DePasquale, Councillor Sutton, Councillor Peel. Been moved, supported by Councillor Sutton. Further discussion, if any? Councillor Davies, if you will.
Just for the record, I do want to reiterate the same concerns around wastewater as with water, in that the conservation is going on all ends, and certainly if we get industry, that would help us. But the bottom line is, I think we have to be prepared for a strategy of conservation that I don't want to see the constituents being for conservation, because it'll unfurl a lot of attitudes if we do. So if we can have a strategy of some kind to address those issues, it would be really useful over the next year or so.
I think, Your Worship, like, we definitely, I think, are committed to reporting back to council in July with, you know, where the numbers are headed. And at the same time, we can present some options that other people are considering. They may not be that palatable, but, you know, such as, you know, having a variable rate structure or a seasonal rate structure, or, like, that would further encourage conservation but also generate more revenue from those that irrigate. Those type of things. And as I say, work is being done by the American Water Works Association in Canada and America. We have a Canadian branch of the American Water Works Association. And they have a research foundation, AWARP, with American Water Works Association Research Foundation, who's looking into this issue. And we can give you a summary of the type of things, you know, they're considering.
Sure. Okay. Any further discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried unanimously. Yes, Councillor Davies? I'm sorry, Councillor Pouget?
I was remiss in not asking this about water.
Go ahead. Sure, go ahead.
Okay, and now that we have our new water tower, and it's up and running and everything is fine, Can we get any of that cost back if we sell the, if we knock it down and we sell the cement, the broken concrete?
No, I think we'd better report for that.
Mr. Mayor and Council, we're looking at a number of options that we can bring back to Council. One of them, it would be mandatory that whoever takes down that tower recycle all of the material. There's a large quantity of concrete, there's metal, there's rebar, there's quite a few issues. There's metal inside the tower too. All of that is worth money. And what we are looking at some options for the property. There's a number of things that can be done there that would be suitable for three building lots, or it could be a commercial, one fair-sized commercial lot. There's other avenues of potential revenue that we will bring back to Council. And that will be within the next month.
Yeah. So that's being worked on as we speak. Okay. Anything else? Hearing none. What's your pleasure? Councilor Pino.
Motion to adjourn.
Been moved by Councilor Pino. We've got a couple of things here.
A couple of reports.
We've got the budget itself and the recommendation thereof.
No, we have to do that.
Yep. That's for the Water and Wastewater. Councilor Sutton.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Move receipt of report 4.1.
Support.
Supported by Councilor Pino. Further dialogue? All in favor? Motion is carried. Councilor Sutton.
We'll move receipt of report 4.2 as well.
I was hoping you didn't vote. Supported by Councilor Pino. Further discussion? All in favor? Motion is carried. Okay.
Would you like my motion
yes.
now?
Yes.
Do it here.
Been moved with their support for that motion. Deputy Mayor Sutherland supports that motion. All in favor? Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you. Have a safe trip home.